FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and it is November 16th, 2016. 8 days since the momentous, the unthinkable, the unspeakable, the thing that you've all been so afraid of occurred. But there's always room for rational discussion on therealside.com. Joe Messina, it's been a while. Welcome back.
Oh, it has been a while, Gary. Yeah, I know. I got my helmet on. I've had the house wrapped in Kevlar. I'm having the bunker made because, you know, with him in charge, you just never know when he's going to hit that button at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
I am petrified. I can't tell you. Hey, obviously his relationship with Vladimir Putin's paid off. It doesn't look like we're going to have World War III now. Hillary was planning World War III. She wanted to go to war. Hey, did you hear, Joe, what happened after she found out she lost?
I heard that they have to replace a lot of items in the hotel room she was staying in.
Yeah, and, you know, Bill Clinton knows about these moods of hers, these rages, these rampages that she goes on.
So I would imagine he's been a recipient of some.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they said in the White House, the Secret Service agent, Gary Byrne, that one time he came out with a black eye from one of Hillary's tirades. And so Bill wasn't there that night, gratefully for
him. Do you blame him?
Yeah.
My God. My car's broke down. I get there as soon as I can.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's notorious for this.
And oh, wow.
Because when Matt Lauer had done the Global Security Summit thing, and he had asked her right off about her email server, afterwards, she went off stage. She threw a glass of water in the face of her assistant. Purportedly, she was really nasty to Donna Brazile, not that she doesn't deserve it. And she was like racially dismissive to her. Not a nice person. Certainly not somebody you want to give the bad news to. Like it's like Hitler in the bunker, you know? Remember, everybody does those things with the subtitles and right. For different things. And at one point, he finds out that he has no armies left, that they've all been crushed. And then he starts screaming, ranting, raving, and his hand is shaking. The guy who plays him in that is so good.
Oh,
he doesn't
good.
Look
yeah,
that much
right.
like him, but he picks up his glasses and his hand is tremoring. And, you know, and then one of the guy goes, but mein Führer. And then outside, his secretary is reduced to tears. She's hysterical crying. And when you look at the pictures of all the Hillary supporters and the devastation and her staff, I mean, hey, I'm not into Schadenfreude here, Joe, but that scene at her headquarters there at the ballroom, whatever hotel it was at, where they're all breaking down in hysterics. I mean, I got to tell you, it was a real test not to indulge in my otherwise recessive sadistic tendencies here, Joe, because it was just funny as hell. I mean, hey, your candidate lost the election. Right. We had Obama.
Get over yourself. Yeah. Right. I mean, come on, people.
Right. We had Obama for 8 years. We somehow survived. We had Bush Jr. for 8 years. We somehow survived. We had Bill Clinton for 8 years. Somehow we survived. Come on already. So
no, I'm with you. I this stuff makes me crazy. And look, it's kind of like we've been through worse. I'm saying it's this bad, but we've been through worse. I mean, this country survived a civil war, right? We came out of this. We had a lot of deaths. It decimated the country to a big degree. But look where we are today. We've come back. We're doing all right. We're gonna make it, people. No matter what.
Oh, hey,
I had to put up with your guy for eight.
Yeah.
Years. I'm
Eight
trying to keep it clean.
Long
here.
Years.
Eight long, no kidding, right?
Yeah, so we weren't crying. Did you cry when Romney lost or when,
well, that's, you know, when here's the yeah,
McCain lost?
It's not really a joke. It's kind of like, guys, send me pictures. And I've told people, I'll give someone $100 if they can send me a picture of a conservative or conservatives rioting in the streets, ripping things up, hurting people. You can't find it. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, and for good reason. for good reason.
Well, we were too busy going to work the next day, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, one of the articles on your site there is, are Hillary supporters sane? And the answer obviously is no, because they wouldn't have supported her in the first place if they were sane, if they were clear-thinking, rational people, unless you're some kind of doctrinaire liberal who really sees this on an intellectual level, like a Robert Reich or, you know, guys like him, like Reich. Right. I mean, he believes in it from a philosophical standpoint that you should just bankrupt the country and just give away everything in welfare. And, you know, maybe we would be better off doing that rather than wars. But look, these people are really off their freaking rockers here, Joe.
Well, you look at from a psychological standpoint, think about where they're coming from. These look up on Facebook and the posts that they're putting up there. They're having a nervous breakdown. Now, in days gone by, 60s, 70s, 80s, we locked these people up. We put them away for their own good. We helped them out to sit there and think of the whole process. You know, like these protesters are out there. Where were you? We just found out in Oregon, over 30% of them aren't registered to vote at all. Over 30% of them are registered to vote and didn't go out and vote. So, you know, there's 60%. You got them out there protesting. What are they protesting? Were they involved in the process? Do they feel like they were beat? Why weren't they protesting when Bernie Sanders got screwed? Why weren't they protesting when the wrong person was chosen, you know, at the DNC when those emails came out about how they talk about black people, how they talk about Mexicans? It's not just a double standard. This is craziness, isn't it, Gary?
Yes, it's damn near close to it. As close as we're going to get. These people are freaking insane. You know, that's just the way they are. It's wild. I just can't even begin to try to understand it, because there is no understanding the insanity here. You know, how do you get it?
I don't know how you do it, because in my mind, in my feeble little mind, you know, I looked. This is one of the things that makes this or made this country great, is that transference of power. The way we do things here, we've never had to have the military get involved. It was just a matter of, okay, you lost the election, move on, have a nice day, fight harder for the next one. We all got that. It all made sense. Now, all of a sudden, that's not how it works. The one who makes the loudest noise, and now they're mad. They say the American people haven't spoken because he didn't win the popular vote. Right. Okay. So 2 weeks ago, her team was talking about how they were going to lose the popular vote. He probably was going to get it, but that they had the electoral vote sewn up, and that seemed to be okay. Is there a set of standards anymore? Do we even have standards in this country anymore?
Joe, it's a look. I mean, you just look at how rabid these supporters are, and they're not the kind of people you would want supporting you. You know, they're just not. And it's like, wow, how can this be? What is going on? We're missing something here in this country. Something happened, and I don't know what it is, but these people have lost it. Right.
I agree with you. And it I don't want to philosophize about this, but does it not take give you a fear? We have our young people coming up in this country. They're the ones that are going to be legislators. They're the ones that are going to be, making our nursing homes for us. I mean, does it not scare you even a little bit that they can't handle any kind of adversity? They can't handle anything that's uncomfortable.
Yeah. They need safe spaces. Wow.
Yeah.
Where were they when we went to school?
I always joke, as distasteful as it might sound, I always said, hey, in high school, I would love to have the bathroom bill, right? I mean, God, when I was 16, 17 years old, I would have been more than happy to identify as a female, be able to use that girl's locker room.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, oh, sure thing. Who wouldn't? I mean, right?
Oh. People just we've lost our ways, and not even from a religious standpoint, we have lost our way just from a commonsensical standpoint in this country. And you know, I think the reason, you know, the Dems are out there looking, and you tell me if you agree with me, the Dems are out there looking for a reason. They're looking for why they lost it. I mean, they're actually actively looking for why they lost this election. And it's for some of us who are looking from the other side, we're going, hey, yo, it's simple. You forgot the little people. You forgot the working class people. And then you push this left agenda that you think everybody wants. You think the conservatives are out of touch, and you think everybody wants your agenda. But I got news for you. They don't. And you didn't ask them. You went too left, too hard, too fast. Don't you agree?
Yeah, exactly. Obamacare. I mean, is that thing a success here, or did I miss it?
Well, I'm starting to believe I don't have a real grasp on reality, because what they consider success and what you and I consider success might be two totally different things. Right?
Obviously, right? Obviously, it is, because we can't understand this, right?
No, I can't. And you know, this was supposed to be, what was it? It was supposed to be smaller premiums. Remember, right. I think at one point he said a single person could get health insurance for the cost of a monthly cell phone bill, if I recall.
Oh, I mean, we were going to save $2,500 per month, right?
That was the deal. Oh, yeah, right.
Per year.
Not one thing that he said would happen happened.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Not right. one.
No, nothing. Nothing. So, it's all pretty evil.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't expect Trump to turn this around. I mean, the people on the left are going to be right all over us in a short period of time going, okay, so where's your fix? Where's your buddy? How come things aren't getting better? It's kind of like, you know, people, take a chill. It's going to take them time to figure out, you know, where the weak links are, how to get this thing fixed, how to get it turned around. I'm not going to start screaming until about 6 months in. Uh-huh. And if he blames Obama for everything, I'm going to beat on him as well.
Yep. Hey, me too. But yeah, he has to perform. That's the thing, right?
Yep. I agree.
He has to perform. But Willie, is the question, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts initially seeing what he's doing?
Well, I like the fact that he's not a politician. Okay. Maybe he hung around them. He understands how they work. But the fact that he's not a politician for me is a good thing. I think he's starting to surround himself, which is what I was saying all through the campaign. I said, look, unlike some of the politicians we have now, like Obama and Bush and the rest of them who think they have the answers to everything, he knows he doesn't. So he's looking to see who he can surround himself with that will help him with these issues and problems. And the other thing I said, which I, you know, really didn't think about till later on, is he's got Ryan Priebus, and I can't think of the other guy's name, although I should know it. I've been talking about it for the last few days. But he's got the other fellow. They're 180 degrees from each other.
Yes.
And
right.
what better way to handle the kind of situations he's going to run into than to have two people that are on two different sides of the world on this. Mm-hmm. And then that way there, he can figure, okay, look, the left thinks like this, the right thinks like this, or this guy's coming at it this way, this guy's coming at it this way from his group. I've got to find something that's good for the country, that makes sense, that takes their concerns into consideration. Tell me what other president other than Abraham Lincoln has done that?
Yeah, good question. Good question.
Well, you know, I'm on a school board, okay, and we get appointments also to a couple different committees. One of the committees is a district advisory council, so they kind of have their pulse on their different areas. We have we have over 200,000 people in our area. We have over 56,000 kids, so it's a pretty large area for kids, schools, that kind of stuff.
District, yeah.
And so I go out of my way to find Democrats to serve on those committees for me, because right. I already have my opinion. I already believe that I know what's right for the kids in the community. I need to hear from the other side, if you would.
Correct. Yes.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing, right?
No, not at all. Hey, it's important. I mean, look, it's really important that everybody participate, but unfortunately not enough people do. Right.
Well, some people really honestly feel that they don't matter. Their voice doesn't count. And you know, which I think is not true. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some people don't know how to push and fight through and you try to work with them. You try to help them out. But I don't know. We've become a country of Democrats and Republicans. We're not a country of Americans anymore.
Yeah, we've been hyphenated and split up and you name it. Right. Mm-hmm.
I think that's right. And it's sad, too, because it's not I've got an 80-year-old aunt who's as sharp as you or I at any time during the day. And I was talking to her a few weeks ago, just after her 80th birthday. She remembers coming here on the boat. She remembers what it was like, what she felt like. She's floored. at the fact that we don't follow laws anymore and that our immigration is out of control. She doesn't want the borders open. She came here for protection. She came here for the rule of law. And she, this is not the country that she spent, you know, 18 days or 20 days in the bottom of a boat to get to.
Yep, this is true. Everything you're saying is 100% true there.
That makes for boring radio, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, the rule of law has really been the biggest victim of everything that we've seen here, everything that's been going on, Joe. I mean, they just do what they want to do, and Constitution doesn't matter. The Constitution's an outdated document, and balance of power, checks and balances, none of it seems to make any difference to them.
You know, think about what you just said, though, which is a common mindset of a lot of people, is the Constitution's outdated away. Well, why? Because it's written on parchment instead of on an ebook somewhere. Mm-hmm. Look, here's the thing. If you really, and I don't even, you and I haven't even talked about this, but if you really look at how the Electoral College works, if we didn't screw it up, number one, it would work perfectly. Okay. It would do exactly what it was intended to do. If we wipe out the Electoral College, for all intents and purposes, you look at what where Hillary got most of her votes came from major cities across the country.
Yeah, Trump urban picked areas.
If you took the presidency based on the area, you know, the land area where people voted, he would have won in a major landslide, right? Because most of the country voted for Trump. Most of the country. Yes. But she got the votes from the inner city. She got the votes from the big cities, which her election is proof positive that the Electoral College gives everybody, every single person in the country a vote. Yeah. Every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, it was deliberately designed this way. They want to put it to, because it was slavery, because the 3/5 rule, so Virginia would have as big a say as New York or Massachusetts, which has actually had higher population back then. But the fact of the matter is that the reasons they created it was so that high population states could not dominate and force the lower population, lower density states to do whatever they wanted. And it worked, right, Joe? I mean, it really worked flawlessly. So we have nothing to complain about unless you're unless you're one of them. So it's not even the party.
We're all one of them, aren't we?
Yeah, one of us, right? One of us. So anyways, you know, what are you supposed to do? I don't know. Anyway, we have to wrap up here, Joe. But just tell us the best place to find you, radio stations, etc.
In my cave. That's usually where I'm hiding most of the time. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live during the show. It gives you stations, times, classic podcasts. I have no old ones. Okay. Everything I do is a classic.
All right.
So
you like classic. Classic is good. Classic is good. And as always, you'll find a link in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Check it out. The revamped site going great. Sign up for the newsletter. Any questions, comments, feedback? We don't take criticism, but we do take feedback very well. Just go send me an email, kl@carrylutz.com, kl@carrylutz.com. Joe, we will talk to you again real soon. Be well.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.